Track 4, and more news. Kingstainton Church Hall to get a makeover. A church hall in Kingstainton could undergo a makeover as an application for a series of improvements is submitted to planners. The application is seeking permission to extend and refurbish the church hall adjacent to the United Reformed Church. The design and access statement says the new chapel aims to provide a primary place of worship for the church, while the reorganisation of the internal layout will improve efficiency, circulation and flexibility. The design will allow church and community activities to take place alongside one another, supporting the hall's role as an inclusive and active space for the local neighbourhood. The result has been carefully considered to work with the existing building's form and to provide contemporary extensions to create a dedicated chapel space, improve accessibility, and create a better connection to the memorial garden. Overall, the scheme seeks to provide a thoughtful enhancement to the existing church hall, ensuring it remains active, accessible, and responsive to contemporary needs. Teignbridge Council are expected to make a decision by the 11th of May.
Council plans to improve short breaks for disabled children. Devon County Council has agreed on plans to make short breaks better for disabled children and young people. Short breaks give disabled children and young people chances to join activities, build independence and social skills, and give families a break from caring duties. This week, Cabinet members supported a new Devon local area short break strategy for 2026 to 2030, along with a new way of arranging services across the county. The strategy is based on feedback from children, young people and families about problems with the current system. Families have said there are not enough choices, some services are missing, access is uneven and there is too much focus on assessments and direct payments. The new plan will offer more local activities to more families and extra help will be available when needed. Approved providers will offer more specialist short breaks so families across Devon can get high-quality support. The council will improve information and advice for families, making it easier for them to find and understand support. These changes will happen gradually over the next few years using the council's current short breaks budget. There are no plans for extra funding. Councillor Richard Jeffries, lead member for Children's Service, said, "This new strategy will ensure that we are moving towards delivery of a coherent, inclusive and sustainable short breaks offer across the county."
The body of a man has been found by police on a Teignbridge beach. Police located the man at Dawlish Warren on Tuesday, March the 10th. The body is believed to be that of 44-year-old Robin Court, who was reported missing from Exeter, though formal identification has yet to be carried out. The death is not being treated as suspicious, and a file will be prepared for the coroner. A spokesperson for Devon and Cornwall Police said police searching for a missing man from Exeter have located the body of a man in Dawlish. Formal identification is yet to be carried out, but officers believe the person to be 44-year-old Robin Court, who was reported missing. His family have been informed of this development.
Man jailed for theft and driving offences. A man has been jailed after being convicted of driving offences and the theft of a bicycle in Newton Abbot. Jake Ormerod, 34, of no fixed abode, Newton Abbot, was jailed for 10 months at Truro Magistrates Court, having been convicted of a total of 5 offences. Ormerod was sentenced after pleading guilty to theft of a pedal cycle, possession of Class B drugs, driving whilst under the influence of a controlled drug, driving without third-party insurance, and breach of a suspended sentence order. The motoring offences took place in the Newton Abbot area. Ormerod was banned from driving for 5 years and 4 months at the sentencing hearing.
Development of 40 homes for village. An application for up to 40 homes on the edge of Teignbridge Village has been submitted to planners. Submitted by Summerfield Planning Limited, it's seeking permission for up to 40 homes at land off 6 Mile Hill in Tedburn St Mary. Teignbridge Council are expected to make a decision by June the 15th. The design and access statement says delivering the right mix of open market housing is essential to creating a balanced, inclusive and sustainable community. A diverse range of house types and sizes ensures the development can meet the needs of a wide cross-section of the population, including first-time buyers, growing families, downsizers and those seeking to work from home. In a rural village like Tedburn St Mary, providing a mix that reflects both current demand and future demographic trends is particularly important to support community resilience and avoid an oversupply of one particular type of home. 30% of the proposed homes will be classified as affordable housing, the statement says. The inclusion of affordable housing within this scheme will help meet local housing needs and support the long-term sustainability of the village.
Writer earns Lifetime Achievement Award. A writer from Chudley has been honoured with a Lifetime Achievement Award. Elizabeth Ducey was presented with a Lifetime Achievement Award at the 9th Annual Women in Publishing Summit. And perhaps I could just say that the writer's name is spelt D-U-C-I-E, and if I've mispronounced it, I apologise. Elizabeth is a prolific author with 24 titles to her name across a variety of genres. During a long career as an international manufacturing consultant, she authored a number of textbooks and training manuals and edited a technical journal. But in 2012, she gave it all up, quote, to tell lies for a living. A passionate advocate of independent publishing, she set up her own imprint, Chudley Phoenix Publications, and in 2015 her debut novel was runner-up in the Self-Published Book of the Year Awards. She followed this with a series of 4 thrillers set in the murky world of pharmaceuticals manufacturing, before beginning the Coombsford Chronicles series of cosy crime set in a fictional Devon village. She's currently working on the 5th cosy novel, but has other ideas she wants to develop too. She said, "I was delighted but completely surprised to hear I was in the running for the award. I never suspected I would even be nominated, and to hear my name announced was incredible."